In customer support, how may I help you? Yes, sir. Can you help me out with the order ID number? Can you help me out with your name, your first and your last name? When did you receive the invoice or the text? And can you please confirm me with the amount that has been charged? Thank you so much. Now just give me a moment. Let me check. Okay, your account is in front of me. And as I can see here, there are two charges has been made from your PayPal. And the charges are for the BTC that is costing you $892.29, and the other charge is for an iPhone, and the iPhone is costing you $1,499.99. So do you authorize this transaction? Okay, and so can you please, do you remember when was the last time that you have logged in into your PayPal? And apart from you, does anyone have an access to any of your personal or any of your financial information? Okay, so since you do not authorize this, this is the case of identity theft. Somebody might have stolen your personal or your financial information, and they are misusing with your information to make this fraud charges without your knowledge. Because as I can see from your account, there are many suspicious logged-in attempts has been made. So could you please help me out with your zip code so that I can check from where the suspicious logged-in attempt has been made? Yes, it seems like that. Because as I can see from this account, there are many suspicious logged-in attempt has been made. I don't know. How would I know? I'm helping you. For that region, you need to help me out with your zip code so that I can check from where the suspicious login attempt has been made. Thank you so much. Now just give me a second. Okay, and the login attempt has been made from three different locations, from Ohio and from California and from Washington. But the suspicious login attempt has been made from two different locations, but at the same time, and the locations are California and from Ohio. So do you know anyone from these three locations?
Okay.
And now my server has detected that there is a breach on your network, which means it is an attempt of hacking, and the hacking attempt has taken place in the past 48 hours. So do you remember that has anyone used your mobile phone, your laptop, or any other devices in the past 48 hours? To you. So now it does confirmed that it is an attempt of hacking, and the hackers have tacked on your two things right now, that is your personal information and your financial data. That is how they are misusing with your account and with your information to make these fraud charges without your knowledge. So right now what I'll do is I'm going to go ahead and make a hacking report. And once I make a hacking report, I will be submitting the report to the PayPal security department and to the FCC for the verification so that they can check what all the data was getting hacked and what is required to be done. All right. So right now, as there is a breach on your network, so it seems your IP address has been compromised by the hacker. So do you know what IP address is? Okay, then let me tell you about IP address first. IP address stand for your internet protocol number, and it's the unique identity number of your devices, which is registered with the network or with the internet. And it's, and in a simple way, we can say like whatever we do online, that all information will be stored in our IP address. So right now, can you please confirm me what kind of device do you have that has the internet connection? And apart from your laptop, do you have any other devices that has the internet connection? What about your cell phone? And may I know who is the main user of the laptop? Are you the main user? No. Okay. And is that your personal or your work laptop? Okay. And have you ever played online games on your laptop, and while playing the game, did you have you ever put your personal or your any kind of financial information, any other random links? You do shoppings online. And have you ever used public Wi-Fi on your laptop? When was the last time that you have used the public Wi-Fi on your device? And so did you received the an invoice regarding an iPhone, which is costing you almost $1,500, $1,499.99. No, did you receive the invoice or any kind of email, right? So right now, what I will do is I'm going to get you connected to the PayPal secure server so that we can check what all the data was getting hacked and what is required to be done. All right. So for that, I want you to be in front of your laptop. I'm going to provide you with the name of the secure server through which we are going to help you to get connected. May I know which browser do you use? I want you to open up your browser and to let me know. I'm sorry. I didn't get that. Are you on your email right now? Yes, you can close your email. Just open up your browser. I'm going to provide you with the name of the secure server. Okay, now just give me a moment, okay?